We're back, Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Well, now that that ballot proposal to eliminate the emergency manager law, otherwise known as Public Act 4, is set to go in front of voters in November, officials in cities like Flint and Pontiac that are currently under an emergency manager are quickly moving to try to strip them of their power. So what's going to happen next? Well, to find out, I'm joined by Quincy Stewart. He's with a group, Concerned Pontiac Citizens for Self-Determination. Quincy, thanks for joining us on WILS this evening.
You're welcome.
Now, I know the Pontiac City Council voted unanimously to take the step of stripping the Pontiac emergency manager, Louis Schimmel, of his power. He said, quote, "It's all absurd. I'm ignoring it. I'm carrying on." Do they even have the power to do this?
Well, you know, that's debatable. It depends on which side of the coin you're on. But with us, what we understand is that when Public Act 4 was suspended based on the petitions that were collected, that Public Act 72 died with it. It doesn't make sense to us, the citizens here in Pontiac, nor the Pontiac City Council, how you can repeal one law and or suspend one law, and then some old law that doesn't exist anymore is reactivated mm-hmm. or dug up from the dead to now replace the law that was there before. And so as the city council believes, and so do we and the concerned citizens, we believe that Public Act 72 is dead and that our city charter, which is our home rule charter, goes back into effect. Our mayor becomes the mayor and our city council comes back as city council people.
Tell me, what has been occurring in Pontiac since, I know there's been an emergency financial manager there since 2009. How has the city been operating?
Oh, my goodness. It hasn't. This emergency manager, Louis Schimmel, bear in mind that he is the author of Public Act 4 and public is with the, what is the name of the place, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And so we have the godfather of it here, right here in Pontiac. And for the past almost 2 years, he has sold every single solitary asset that we have. We're still in debt. And as a matter of fact, we had one emergency manager, Fred Lieb, who made a national joke of Pontiac for selling the Silver Dome for $583,000.
Outsiders might say, look, without an emergency manager, you're putting the power back into the hands of people that mismanage the finances of the city, and you'd be heading right into bankruptcy in no time. Why would that not be the case?
It wouldn't be the case because, first of all, that's too simple of an explanation. Pontiac, just like Flint and other places, are victims of deindustrialization. We live in a post-industrial Pontiac where we were thoroughly dependent upon the automotive industry. The one thing you can blame past city officials for is not making any contingency plans when this was occurring and saying we need to supplant this by finding some other industry to come here. Other than that, the United States itself is in a debt. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's in debt.
So let me ask you this. So the city council and the mayor are now back in charge. What would they do differently, and what can they do that the emergency manager is not doing?
One thing they wouldn't do, well, the city council, the mayor, has been in total agreement with Louis Schimmel. As a matter of fact, let me say parenthetically that Mayor Leon Joukowsky, or paid consultant Leon Joukowsky, signed an agreement with Louis Schimmel when Louis Schimmel first came here as a paid consultant. So he's playing a dual role, which he cannot do. He was elected by the people to represent us, yet he took a paid position. Because bear in mind, Joukowsky and the mayor, their salaries were stripped. And as soon as Louis Schimmel comes along, gives him $50,000, he says, well, the heck with this, I'm on your team. And so the city council would do differently is not sell every asset and find a way to help to pay these bills.
Well, isn't that the ultimate issue, finding a way to pay the bills? I mean, are you saying that the emergency manager in Pontiac and really all the others that are in the state are operating in some self-interested way and their goal is not to deal with a very difficult financial situation?
Absolutely. I am here in Pontiac. I'll give you one example. It's not a blanket statement. Louis Schimmel lives in Waterford, and he got rid of our fire department and destroyed collective bargaining. Got as a result of that, he was mad because of minimum manning. He got rid of our fire department through very unscrupulous means. He lives in Waterford, basically gave our fire department away to Waterford, where he lives, along with our fire equipment and all of our, all of our fire stations, mm-hmm. while he lives in Waterford. That's a conflict of interest. He's very good friends with the manager of Waterford. That's a conflict of interest to us.
Let me ask you then, if we're getting rid of Public Act 4, Attorney General Bill Schuette says Public Act 72 is now reinstated. Does that change anything for cities like Pontiac?
Well, according to him, no. But to us, Public Act 72 is dead. Not to mention, that's an opinion. It's not an edict. It's an opinion. Our opinion is that Public Act 72 is dead, along with Public Act 4, and we want control back of our city. The bottom line is this has been undemocratic from the very beginning. You don't fix a financial crisis by selling everything and taking people's democratic, basic civil human, basic mm-hmm. civil democratic rights away.
So the question would be, how do you fix it? Is it simply putting more money into the city?
Well, certainly that's one way. Another way to fix it is that we've got to elect a mayor who will go out to Japan and other places and bring in industry to Pontiac. Certainly tax breaks and tax incentives would certainly bring people here. We had the movie industry, and what did the governor do? He completely slashed it so the movie industry moved out. We had a great movie studio here. Mm-hmm. Now, because of those incentives being gone, they're not here anymore.
Well, it seems the Public Act 72 did not engender that type of reaction that Public Act 4 did, which led to this ballot proposal. Is there a dramatic difference that you've seen since Public Act 4 has been instituted?
You bet. Public Act 4 gives extraordinary powers. I mean, 72 was bad. And by the way, when 72 came in with Lieb, we were vehemently against that. We rallied against that and actually ran Lieb out of here through city council meetings and a lot of public pressure. Lieb left, and then we had Stampler, and he left because of public pressure. So 72 we were against, 4 we were against. 4 gives him extraordinary powers where he doesn't even have to consult the council for anything. He just takes what he wants, sells what he wants, and we have no recourse in the matter. That's thoroughly undemocratic.
In the long-term outlook for having any kind of emergency manager under 4 or 72 in Pontiac, what is that?
Well, you know, it all depends on which side you sit on. Right now, as I understand it, the state legislature and Governor Snyder are coming up with another bill to supplant that, just in case. So we won't. Mm-hmm. By the time it gets to the ballot, they'll come up with something else that looks just like it.
The timeline, though, for having an emergency manager in Pontiac, is it 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
It could go into perpetuity if we don't do something about it.
Quincy Stewart with a group Concerned Pontiac Citizens for Self-Determination. Quincy, thank you so much for joining us on WILS this evening.
You're quite welcome.
Pontiac and Flint, both their city councils voting to strip their emergency managers of their powers, although it's not clear really what that will mean or if it can really go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to talk about our state election laws. Democrats say they need to be changed. Those in the military trying to vote when they're overseas have a hard time doing so. We'll talk to a state House candidate, and a former or an Iraq War veteran, I should say, to get his views on that. That is next. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.